This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Byron Dunn. Episode number 520 is here. We're talking today about Google Announces, a new messaging app. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. But now Google is taking over later this month. Android users in the UK and France will be able to opt into RCS chat services provided directly by Google instead of waiting for their carrier to support it. Unless you're in the UK or France, there's no official timeline for when Google will flip the switch in your country. RCS supersedes SMS because the Android Messages app can simply tell other phones that it has chat capabilities. The change comes as a new feature introduced on iOS devices. It allows people who are not currently using voice-only messaging apps such like WhatsApp access chat messages from an Apple device such tone mode while still having one more option than text-only enabled at once. Google's rollout of RCS chat for all Android users in the US begins today. To get RCS, you simply need to use Android Messages as your default texting app on your Android phone. It also supports RCS chat, but only if the service is offered by your carrier and only if your carrier happens to have turned it on for your type of Samsung phone. You can still connect through a number or even one using this feature with any device. The full list below shows how many devices are currently available from Google Play or Verizon for Google. The push for RCS is also a way for the company to more effectively compete with Apple's iMessages, though it doesn't feature end-to-end encryption, and because Google has mostly taken control of this rollout away from carriers, it gets to call the shots on when users get access to this, not the telcos. With Google taking control of the rollout, it's also now responsible for keeping this network running, and there are some legitimate concerns about the company owning this over the carriers. Though, the carriers didn't do them any favors by making their own RCS rollouts as messy as possible, up to the point where Google really didn't have an option but to do this itself. The problem was that all other major carrier providers had no choice in how they would handle these new features. In fact, Verizon decided against rolling out its first version earlier than ever before. Google wasn't going anywhere soon enough until next month. Google announces Allo, a feature-rich new messaging app update pre-register. Now you can also chat with Google Assistant, which will live in your contact list under the Google handle. Allo features an incognito mode. While in incognito, you get end-to-end encryption, private notifications, and expiring chats. The service is currently available at www.allocrewapp.com. The company has been working on it for several months but was unable to confirm that there are any plans ahead of release date yet. Point 1. In addition, Tune's mobile operating system Italia's website shows its latest updates, as well as ASIC Network's Android 10 Lollipop 2. This update adds support through OTA support 23. While social media more generally has become a bigger and more important part of our everyday lives, it's messaging apps that have really taken off in recent times. In similar fashion to Facebook's M, Allo's hooked into Google's knowledge graph, which means you can ask it questions and conduct searches for contextual info in-stream. The proof will come once the new apps are live and people get a chance to test them out, but definitely, Google faces an uphill battle. Twitter also sees its growing popularity as one where users take their time with information. It was recently revealed how many tweets were sent by Twitter followers over 10 hours ago. Citation needed. See also. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.